بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، respected brothers and elders, last week we discussed the description of the munafiqeen given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from the verse وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. And today we will continue with that. In the following verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Allah says that those people, referring to the munafiqeen, they purchased error, misguidance, in lieu of guidance. Allah says, they deal, did not bring any profit for them, it was unprofitable. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. Nor were they rightly guided people. Had they purchased guidance, hidayah, then they would have been rightly guided. But these people preferred error, they preferred misguidance over guidance. That is why they cannot find the path, they are off the path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. In the following few verses, Allah gives us the example, or two examples of the munafiqeen. And the first example is, Allah says, that the example of the munafiqeen in terms of the hypocrisy, the nifaq, Allah says they are like كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا, like that person who was sent by his people, who was sent by his companions to kindle a fire, to seek light from by the means of this fire. So now when he comes, he kindles this fire. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ. Once this fire illuminates what's around it, and he thinks to himself, or he sees that now we will all benefit from the light of this fire, Allah says, all of a sudden, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. This fire dies down, the light is gone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away their light. وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. Allah leaves these people in darkness, now they cannot see anything. So here in this example, the meaning of fire here is the fake iman of the munafiqeen. And these people thought that they will benefit from the light. Likewise, the munafiqeen thought that they will benefit from the fake iman. How? By sharing with the mu'mineen, the believers, in all of the rights and the privileges that were exclusive for the believers. For example, the right of booty, etc. So they thought that they will also benefit from that. But Allah says, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah took away their light. Why? Because they were not genuine believers. They were not sincere believers. Allah left these munafiqeen in darkness. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. These munafiqeen cannot see. That means they cannot see a path. They cannot find a path in which lies their guidance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. Many mufassirin, after giving the tafsir of this verse, they mention, or they refer to the verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the munafiqeen, where they will literally be stripped of light on the day of Qiyamah. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the munafiqeen will rise from their graves and they will realize that we do not have any light for ourselves, the mu'mineen will of course obviously have light on account of all the deeds and a'mal that they perform in this dunya, but the munafiqeen will see that there is no light for us on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because they did not perform good deeds, good amal in this dunya. And from a distance, they will see the believers, and the believers will have this light. So it will appear to the munafiqeen like some sort of flickering light. And they know now that they have to, if they want light, they have to catch up with the believers, and they have to ask them to share with them some light in order for them to light up their torches so that they can also find the path, navigate and find the path to Jannah. So in that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the munafiqeen will be addressing the mu'mineen by saying, "Unzuruna naqtabis min nurikum." That just wait for us. Just wait for us. Naqtabis min nurikum. The mu'mineen are now on their way to Jannah, and the munafiqeen are way behind. So the munafiqeen will say, wait for us. We want you to share with us some of your light. To understand the word naqtabis iqtibas, I give you an example, it'll be clear. The meaning of iqtibas is where, like in the olden days, we have a lit up torch, and if you want to light up another torch, what do? You take that torch, put it next to this torch, alhamdulillah, you light up this torch as well, without the light of this torch diminishing in any way. So likewise, these munafiqeen will be asking the believers to share with them their light. They're not asking to take away the light from the moment. You keep your light, alhamdulillah, you have your light, you have your light to find the path to Jannah. But all we want is, we want you to share with us some of your light in order for us to also light up our torches so that now we can also find this path to Jannah. And then Allah says that amidst all of this, they will be yelling and screaming and trying to catch up with the mu'mineen. Allah says that the callers of the heavens will adjust the munafiqeen by saying, قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. The callers of the heavens will tell the munafiqeen that go back to this dunya and perform good deeds and now convert these good deeds into light. Then you will find light on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, in this expression, there is this hint of sarcasm because it's impossible now for the munafiqeen to come back to this dunya and perform deeds and confirm and convert these deeds into light to find this light on the day of Qiyamah. Allah then says a huge, gigantic wall will then be dropped between the munafiqeen and mu'mineen, and mu'mineen will now make the entry into Jannah, munafiqeen will be behind this wall. This verse is mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid. Of course, it's not the time to mention this verse, the tafsir of this verse. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. These munafiqeen, they are deaf. They cannot hear the truth. Bukmun, they are dumb. They cannot speak the truth. Umyun, they are blind. Of course, they are not physically blind. They can see, but they cannot see the truth. They are blind to the truth. Allah says, fahum la yarji'un. These munafiqeen shall not return from their loss, from their misguidance, from their error. They shall remain in that error of theirs forever. Then Allah says, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ. If you want, you can give the example like the following, أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتُ وَرَعْدُ وَبَرْقُ. That the example of the munafiqeen is like a rainstorm. كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. A rainstorm in the sky, in which there is darkness, there is thunder, there is lightning. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ. And the people that are afflicted by this rainstorm, what do? They take their fingertips and they put it into their ears. مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْبَوْتِ. Because of the thunderbolt, because of the sound of this thunderbolt, this deafening blast, this bang, حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Because they are now scared that they are going to die. This is such a blast that will kill them, it will destroy them. So, these people, this is what they do. So Allah says, the munafiqeen are saved. Likewise is the condition of the munafiqeen. That these people here were supposed to be benefiting from this rain, but now they cannot benefit from this rain because they are alarmed, they are terrified from what they see. Likewise is the condition of the munafiqeen. They were supposed to be benefiting from the iman, but they cannot benefit from the iman because they do not hear the words of Allah and they do not hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever the Quran is recited to them or whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks, they take their fingertips, they put it in their ears and they treat it as though that the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will destroy them and kill them. And Allah says, Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. And listen, Allah, He is all encompassing of the kafirin. This means that listen, O munafiqeen, Allah is well aware of what you are doing. You cannot escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see the consequence of your actions. Then Allah says, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْتَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. That these people who are now afflicted by this rainstorm and this thunder and this lightning, Allah says that this lightning almost seizes their sight. It almost takes away their vision. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْفِي. These people, Allah says, whenever the lightning flashes, then they can see for a while, they make some movement, they can walk, they can make some progress, they can advance. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. But when there's no lightning, the lightning does not flash, then what happens? It is dark. So when it is dark upon them, then they cannot see. They remain steadfast in their place where they are. They cannot make any movement. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, likewise is the condition of the munafiqeen. That when things go their way in their favor, then they say, alhamdulillah, we are genuine believers. We are certain believers in Allah. Deenu Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mubarak. They listen, the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true, it is blessed. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. But when things go against the munafiqeen, then they remain steadfast upon their nifaq. Or I would say, motionless in terms of their progress of iman is concerned. And then Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. If Allah wants, Allah can take away their ability to hear, and their vision and their sight. Why? Because these people have now turned away from iman. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah, He is the omnipotent. Allah, He is the all-powerful. He can do whatever He wants. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Allah is never questioned as to what He does. Rather, the people are questioned. In the next verse, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different types of people, the munafiqeen, the mu'mineen, the kafirin, and the munafiqeen, in the next verse, Allah calls all of the people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Inshallah, we will do that verse tomorrow.